Hare Krishna. Today, on the 2nd of May, it is Akshaya Tritiya. And it's considered to be the best day to give charity, as well as to take a devotional vow, because the word Akshaya means everlasting. In other words, something that is done on this day, the benefits are everlasting. So if someone gives charity, and sometimes there are either days, occasions, places where if you give charity you get twice the result, or five times the result, or 10 times the result. Here the result just doesn't end, it just keeps on coming in. And certainly that's something that we want for our spiritual life. on this day, Govinda Swami Maharaj has very kindly inaugurated on his Facebook a campaign to try to raise funds for the renovation of Radha Shamasundar's deity room. I've already mentioned this on several occasions in the past and given bank details. Some devotees have kindly responded to that, and we thank them for that. It's a very major project. More or less the entire deity room, Shringasan, floor, wall, has to be replaced. One reason is due to age, and the other is the significant deterioration that age has caused. But in any case, a little emphasis on what a good opportunity this Akshaya Tritiya is. It is the day in which Srila Vyasadeva began the Mahabharata, dictating it to Ganesh. And it's also said to be the birthday of Lord Parashuram. On this day, Maharaj Bhagirath finally convinced Ganga Devi that she should appear on earth. And for those of us who want some kind of material incentive, Akshaya Tritiya was the day that Kuvera became ordered in as the treasurer of the demigods. The sun god on this day also gave to Drupadi the Akshaya Patra, or the pot in which she could cook and from which she would be able to feed an unlimited amount of guests up until the time that she herself ate. And finally, Sudam Vipra on this day came to visit Lord Krishna. It's a wonderful pastime in which we remember how Sudam Vipra was, well, he was not only Krishna's friend, but he was his classmate. And they attended Sandipani Muni's ashram together. And it was there on one occasion, Balaram was also there at that time, when Sandipani Muni sent Krishna and Sudam Vipra out to collect firewood. And when they went out, a storm brewed up, so they took shelter underneath a tree. But the storm went on, and by the time it abated, it had been nighttime. So having no way to find their way back, they had to hide in the tree. And so they climbed into the tree and stayed there overnight. Of course, in those days, there were no spotlights, electricity. They couldn't send out any helicopters to search out where Krishna and Sudama were. So, although in great distress, Sandipani Muni had to wait until daybreak in order to go search for the two boys. And he found them, and when he did, he blessed them. He said, yes, this type of conduct where someone is willing to risk everything for service of spiritual master is very befitting, because devotees are meant to sacrifice their entire life to repay the great treasure gift of transcendental knowledge which they received from their guru. And such a gift can never really be repaid. Therefore, one should be willing to give everything. These are topics that Krishna and Sudama shared when Sudama Vipra finally arrived on this day, Akshaya Tritiya, to Dwarka. And his wife had asked him, you go, he's the Supreme Lord, Goddess of Fortune is his husband. We have nothing. We have no furniture. We've got a house with a leaky roof. We have no food. We have no clothes. We don't have anything. At least ask him to give us the bare necessities. And although Sudam didn't want to go, at least not for that purpose, he did want to go to see Krishna. And Krishna knew all of these things, of course. And as they were discussing, Krishna, knowing that Sudama had brought some chick rice, which was not really fit for his eating, but had brought it anyway, he snatched that from his belt where he was keeping it, tucked inside his dhoti, and Krishna started to eat that. The result of Sudama Vipra's visit, and Sudama never mentioned his wife's request, was that when he got back to his home, he couldn't find his home. There was this enormous palace, beautiful gardens, and his wife was there, dressed in beautiful silks and ornaments and garlands. And of course, Sudama's life changed at that point. Krishna had given him much, much more than he could have ever imagined. And this was Akshaya Tritiya. So just a few morsels of chip rice for Krishna and such unending, unlimited result. So our devotees are sympathetic to this cause where we're going to, where we have to replace Radhishyam's entire Shringasan because it's made of plaster and it's just crumbling to bits, and we're replacing that in wood that's going to be planted in oak. It has to be carved here in Hungary. It's going to look like the present Shringasan. It's going to be marbled to look similar but much nicer. And we're also making Shringasans on the side, on one side where the deities are worshipped, on the other side where they sleep. The marble floor will be replaced, and we're putting in underfloor heating, and we're also putting heating into the altar itself. And in addition to that, we have to redo the whole deity room, replace the skylights, paint the back wall, which is a real major work for quite a few artists. And in addition to that, the pujari room, where the pujaris prepare the shringar of the deities, where the deities' jewelry, clothes, and paraphernalia is kept. That has to be also renovated. That's the only part of the work that we weren't able to do over the last 2 years, and that's also part of the project. In any case, if you would like to donate, be it $5 or £5 or £500 or £5,000, the sky's the limit, then both the dedicated bank account as well as the PayPal account can be found on the heading to this podcast. Don't mind that I'm being so bold, but ultimately it's for Radhishyam, and I'm hoping that with my little effort of doing this podcast, I'll also get the benefit of Akshaya Tritiya, the unending benefit of serving their lordships. Hare Krishna, and thank you so much. Hare Krishna, a little correction. If you look at the articles section, then you will find how and where you can make donations to Radhe Shyam's renovation project, either via PayPal or by bank transfer. Thank you very much.